Blog Talk Radio.
If I were a drum, I would use my cymbal. If I were a writer, I would use a pencil. I would use my voice. If I were a singer, ooh, no matter who or what we are, we must praise. If I was a doctor, I would use my research. A prolific if I was a speaker, I would use my hands. If I were a potter, no matter who or what we are, we must praise. Oh, people of the Lord. I use everything. Come on, real big.
Make a joyful noise
unto the Lord, all ye people. Ooh, oh, oh, yeah. No matter who or what we are, we must praise. No matter who or what we are, we must praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, just open up your mouth and just thank Him right where you are this morning. Come on, into Him with all faith, believing, and trusting for mighty men, decreeing the name of the Lord, the shepherd that you shall not want. Amen. Come on, come on, decreeing. God is the head of your life and the lifter of your head. Father God, we come giving you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, Lord God. We come thanking you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We come thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. Amen. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, it's you that kept us, oh God. It is you that keep on keepers, oh God. It is you that remembered us on today and waking our sleeping spirits, amen. It is you that give your angels charge over us, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood that redeems us from the curse of the law of sin and death. We decree and declare with all faith that we are free, and we are free indeed by the blood of Jesus Christ that has set us free. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your finished work on Calvary. We thank you that you're with us, oh God, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you, God, that even right now, God, as we come by faith, oh God, that you're doing a new thing in us right now. We decree and declare with all faith that we will not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewal of our minds by your word, Father God. Oh Lord, we ask that you open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive from you great and mighty right now. Oh Lord, let there be a great pouring in, oh God. Fill these your temples with as much Shekinah glory as possible, that all will know, well, God, that we are your children. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and that we've been sent by you. And Father God, we ask in Jesus' name as we pray, oh God, forgive us all our sins, all our iniquities, oh God, all our transgressions, sins of commission, sins of omission, and any other sin, oh God, sins of deception, desires of this world, disbelief, disdain, disobedience, dissension, division, divination, doubt, egoism, envy, false burdens, vanity, love, fears, fornication, presence, giving offense, gossip, greed, give heart. Heartiness, oh God, heaviness and hate, oh God, anything that's not of you, oh God, oh Lord, let us be delivered and set free, oh God, and we thank you, oh God, that we can decree and declare that we are free, hallelujah, and we are, hallelujah, we have been forgiven of all our sins, of all our transgressions, all our trespasses, amen, and then we decree and declare that they're covered with the blood of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, that cleanses us of all unrighteousness, amen. We ask you to do this in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to your word in 1 John 1:9 and John 14:14. Heavenly Father, we pray that you would give each of us all these things that we ask according to John 16:23. And we ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, to do all these things that we ask for. Hallelujah, for each of us and those in our family and all that we love and concerned about right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, your word said that whatsoever we bind on earth, hallelujah, shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever we shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven, according to Matthew 16:18. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we bind all evil, wicked, demon, lies, unclean, tormented, demonic spirits, and strong men in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind them in our presence and everyone we pray for. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we loose them to where Jesus sends them. We bind them and command them to stay there. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, hallelujah, for your, we thank you, Holy Spirit, hallelujah. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for being present with us. We thank you for the gifts of the Spirit, the word of wisdom, word of knowledge, faith, gifts of healing, workings of miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, of diverse kinds of tongues, and the interpretation of tongues, according to 1 Corinthians 12:8-10. We thank you for the fruit of the Spirit, amen, which is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, according to Galatians 5:22. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for being the wonderful counsel, mighty God, everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, according to Isaiah 9:6, amen, the way, the truth, the life, the hallelujah, according to John 14:6, the light according to John 8:12, the door according to John 10. 13 and 9. Amen. The bread of life according to John 6 and 35. The good shepherd according to John 10 and 11. The redeemer according to Psalm 78 and 35. The King of kings and the Lord of lords according to Revelation 19 and 16. Amen. Heavenly Father, we praise and we thank you for everything you've done for us, for everything you're doing and for everything that you're going to do. Amen. We bless you, Lord God, right now. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we're thankful for so many things. We're thankful that your word is true and established in heaven. Amen. According to Matthew 24 and 35, that your mercy endures forever. Amen. According to Psalm 118 and 1, that your grace is sufficient for us. According to 2 Corinthians 12 and 9, for your angels and for your protection. According to Psalm 91, for your salvation. Amen. That our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. According to Revelation 21 and 27, that everyone in our household are saved. According to Acts 16 and 31, amen. For your righteousness that's important to us. According to 1 Corinthians 5 and 21, we are so thankful for your Holy Spirit, the inward voice, the inward witness, the camp of the Lord. According to Proverbs 20 and 27, that you sanctify us daily in your word. According to John 17 and 17, thank you for your teeth that surpasses all understanding. According to Philippians 4 and 7, amen. We thank you for every battle, every problem we face. Knowing that the battles and opportunity cause our revelation knowledge for us to become one solid rock, that the gates of hell can't prevail against us. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name. We thank you for divine prosperity. Amen. We thank you for your provisions as you supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. We thank you for healing us past, present, and future. And those our family, for you are Jehovah Rapha. We thank you for divine health right now. We thank you for physical and spiritual hearing, seeing, feeling, and smelling and tasting. We thank you for everything that you're created of, God, that we have sometimes take for granted. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, that you would just continue to help us, that we may do your will, so we bind our will with your will, Heavenly Father, that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we bind our mind to the mind of Christ, amen, that our, hallelujah, that we may have the mind of Christ, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, to do your will, to fulfill every assignment, leaving nothing undone, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ in heaven. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we pray that our path is like the shining sun and not darkness, or your word says, but the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter to the perfect day. Amen. The way of the wicked is like darkness, and they do not know why they stumble, according to Proverbs 4:18 through 19. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, according to Psalm 119 and 105. Lord, you have created a clean heart in us, and we thank you. You have renewed the right spirit within us, and we thank you. You have made all things pass away and all things are new. You didn't cast us away from your presence. You didn't take your Holy Spirit away from us when we failed you, for your mercy endures forever. You restored us to the joy of your salvation according to Psalm 51, 10 through 13. Your joy is our strength. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we come this morning crucifying the flesh now according to Romans 8 and 13. And as we die daily from selfish desires and live to do your desires, according to 1 Corinthians 15 and 31, in the name of Jesus Christ, we command the mind of our flesh to shut up. Don't talk to us about sin, for we are dead to sin. Amen. Don't talk to us about condemnation, for there's no condemnation to us because we are in Christ Jesus. Amen. We walk after the Spirit and not after the flesh. Amen. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Amen. We have been redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. Amen. We are blessed when we come in and blessed when we go out. We are blessed in the city and blessed in the country. Amen. Our fruit, seed, land, and storehouse are blessed. Everything we touch is blessed, and it prospers according to Deuteronomy 28, 3 through 6. Amen. All these blessings shall come upon us and overtake us because we obey the voice of the Lord our God. Thank you, Lord God, that you did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind, according to 2 Corinthians, hallelujah, 1 and 7. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Have your way in us right now. Have your way. Heavenly Father, we put on each of us the helmet of salvation, and we declare and declare that we are spiritually minded, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we take off the corner way of thinking, amen. We put on this helmet with no, hallelujah, we no longer allow our five corner senses to affect the way that we think. We exercise our spiritual senses, our spiritual hearing, our spiritual sight, our spiritual touch, our spiritual taste, and our spiritual smell. According to Romans 8 and 14, we thank you for being the God of peace, our peace, Jehovah Shalom, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. My Lord, my God, we can't thank you enough. But yet still we thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for it. It's written in Psalm 103 that we would not telling you that we will not forget all of your benefits. You forgave all our sins and you healed all the our diseases. You redeemed our lives from destruction. You have crowned us with loving kindness and tender mercy. You satisfy our mouths with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. You are merciful and gracious, full of anger, patience, and mercy. You have not dealt with us according to our iniquities. As far as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is your mercy towards us. For we fear you, Lord God, as far as the east is far as the west. You have thrown our sins from us. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. Heavenly Father, we ask that you order our steps according to Psalm 37 and 23. We acknowledge you, Father God, precious Jesus and precious Holy Spirit in all our ways. According to Proverbs 3 and 6, we acknowledge you, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, over all our ways and in everything that we do. We'll do it heartily according to Colossians 3 and 23. Listen to your spirit. Rejoice as we do it for you. We have your promise that you will direct our path. Amen. We will not lean to our own understanding and go by what we think is good, but we will trust your Holy Spirit with all of our heart, and we believe our path is directed by you according to Proverbs 3, 5, six, hallelujah. My Lord, my God, we can't thank you enough. Heavenly Father, we want to be wise sons and daughters who gather the harvest instead of sons and daughters who cause you shame and sleep during the harvest according to Proverbs 10 and 5. Help us to keep a right heart and a hearing ear according to Proverbs 20 and 12. And then give us wisdom to use of, hallelujah, you to win your people to your kingdom. Lead us to them and tell us what to say and that they may be saved. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. My Lord, my God. We decree and declare that we will walk worthy of our calling with all lowliness and gentleness. With long suffer, bear with one another in love, enduring to keep the unity of your spirit in the bond of peace according to Ephesians 4, 1 through 3. We will not follow after signs to believe on your word, but rather signs will follow us because we believe on your word. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare that we dwell in your secret place and we abide under your shadow. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, as we go out today, let us recognize you are Jehovah Sabaoth. We will not fear, for you have called us by name, and we are yours. And we pass through the waters, you will be with us. And through the fire, through the hallelujah, and through the rivers, they will not overtake us. And when we walk through the fire, we will not be burned, neither will the flame kindle upon us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we will not be dismayed, for you are our God. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, you have renewed our strength. We will mount up with wings as eagles. We will run and not be weary. We will walk and not faint. Amen. According to Isaiah 40:31, amen. We will not be afraid or dismayed by reason of the great multitude. The battle is not ours, but yours, oh God. And then, hallelujah, you are on our side, and we thank you, oh God. Therefore, we will not fear, hallelujah, no man. Amen. We, hallelujah, when the enemy comes in, like a sword, your spirit will lift up a standard against him. Amen. According to Isaiah 59:19, you did not give us a spirit of fear, but a power, hallelujah, love, power, and a sound mind. And we just want to say thank you. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. We thank you, Lord God, that you are for us. For your word that if God be for you, we can be against you. And with you, Lord God, all things are possible. And we stand on your promise of yes and amen. And we walk in it, amen. And we receive the promises that come from you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask that you purge the wicked out of the land, that we, your children, may live in peace and enjoy this new day, that you bless us with in peace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let every way of the wicked ones be closed up right now. Amen. That anyone that's been sent by the camp of Satan, oh God, let them be cut down and pushed back right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. And we just want to say thank you. Father God, all that are here that have an ear to hear on today, oh Lord, let them hear, oh God, what you're saying to your children as we receive on today. Let us receive divine direction and instruction, Father God, of what you will have for us to do, where you will have us to go. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we will truly be blessed for your words, that a good man's steps are ordered by you. So we decree and declare that our steps are ordered by you, Heavenly Father, because your words that all good things coming from you, and that you will not withhold any good things from us. And by faith, we receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name as we enter in this service on today. Lord God, we ask, Holy Spirit, that you would have your way come and saturate the atmosphere. Amen. Hallelujah, that we will be able to receive. And we come against every hindering spirit, every lying spirit, manipulating spirit, controlling spirit, amen. We come against every spirit of confusion, doubt, disbelief, spirit of destruction and death, amen. Every unteachable spirit, spirit of oppression, depression, fear, amen. We come against the spirit of pride right now, spirit of anger, rage and wrath and bitterness and resentment. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Any spirit that's operating us outside of the Holy Spirit, we command you right now to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. And we decree and declare that we are delivered and we are set free. Holy Spirit, have your way. We decree and declare that we are blessed and we are going from glory to glory to glory and wealth and richness in our home. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God, and we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Amen, because he's worthy of our praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on and sing a new song to the Lord our God. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We know, Lord God, if it had not been for you, amen, where would we be on today, Lord God? But we thank you that you have remembered us, oh God, that you have kept us and those in our family, amen. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, and I ask that you will continue to bless, oh God, hallelujah, your sons and your daughters, oh God, of this world, amen. Those that you called into the ministry, oh God, to lead the sheep, oh God. Lord, I pray, oh God, that there be a restoring on today, amen. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, as they go out on today, amen, and position themselves, oh God, to do your work, oh God, to speak your word up, not according to the world, oh God, not speaking with fear, amen, hallelujah, but standing on your promises, Father God, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I lift up and pray for the blessing, hallelujah, the blessing that will take over your children and run them down on today, for your son, hallelujah, your minister, Learn Greenham, your daughter, Sister Connie Northern, amen, hallelujah, all that's here on today, my mother-in-law, amen, hallelujah, my husband, Pastor Dorsey, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah, Brother Joe Watson and his family, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my mother, Carol, hallelujah, my grandmother, Helen Manning, amen, oh, Lord, our children, hallelujah, we come, oh, God, and we may receive from you, oh, God, trusting you for a mighty move in our life, oh, God, oh, Lord, turn it around, oh, God, I ask in Jesus' name that you would just divine and intervene right now and turn it all around for our good, and by faith we receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we thank you for, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. My Lord, my God, come on, let's give God some praise this morning. I'm so excited to be here. Hallelujah, church family. I'm so excited. God bless you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And everyone that's visiting here on today, whether you called in today or you logged on to the website here at Blog Talk Radio, hallelujah, / the preacher and the pastor. Amen. We welcome you with the love of Christ this morning. Amen. Glory to God. We encourage you on today to know that you are loved, that God has a plan for you. Amen. Amen. To give you a hope and a future and expect it in. Amen. Don't let the devil, hallelujah, use you. Let God use you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome. Welcome. And welcome. Again, I'm just so excited to be before you on today, this new day. Amen. New mercies and new grace. Welcome. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. I am Apostle Tawanika Manning. Our senior pastor is Pastor Dorsey Manning. I'm minister on the Rastas, Minister Learn Green out in Illinois. Amen. And we welcome you all. Welcome. If it's your first time here with us in Sunday service, we want to pray for you and pray with you. If you press 1, amen, at this time, we want to pray for you and pray with you. If you're online listening, please call in at 845-277-9213. We want to pray for you and pray with you. We want to welcome you, amen. Hallelujah, to the body of Christ, amen. Come on and just be a part of what God is doing in this season, amen, and for the rest of your life. My Lord, my God, amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome again this morning, church family and loved ones. We thank God for you. Amen. At this time, we're going to have a song selection here. We're going to play a song here. We're going to prepare to partake in communion. As you know, we do take every Sunday at the 10 o'clock service. So if you can go ahead and grab all that you need to partake in communion this morning, we're going to have a song selection, and we'll be right back here. So grab what you need and be in position. Hallelujah, God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. At this time, we're going to partake in communion. Amen. We thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 through 20, when the hour had come, Jesus reclined at the table and the apostles with him. And he said to them, I have earnestly wanted to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will not eat it again until it's fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And when he had taken a cup and given thanks, he said, take this and share it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine from now on until the kingdom of God comes. And when he had taken bread and given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And in the same way, he took the cup after they had eaten, saying, this cup, which is poured out for you, is the new covenant in my blood. Let us pray, church. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter in communion at this time. We thank you that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11:27 that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves now. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all our sins, all our transgression, all our iniquities and trespasses, and cover each of us with the blood of Jesus. Amen. Cleanse us. Cleanse of all unrighteousness. And Heavenly Father, we thank you that we are now able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you that the Lord Jesus Christ went to the cross for us, and that Jesus took our sins and our transgression and our iniquities and our trespasses to the cross with him. And we thank you that we can take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for our sins and our transgression, our iniquities, and our trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you. We remember your suffering and how you were beaten and marred and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken so that our body may be healed. We thank you that with your stripes we are healed in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for loving us. Thank you for touching us and healing us. We thank you that you took the bread and you broke it and you said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you, and partake in faith. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, dear Jesus, we now take this piece of bread, which represents your body and remembers of you in faith. Church, you may eat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, Jesus took the cup and said this to his disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you shed your blood for us, that your blood is our atonement. It justifies us. It sanctifies us. It redeems us and cleanses us and washes away all our sins and all our iniquities and all our transgressions and all our trespasses. And your blood, it heals us. In the holy name of Jesus, we now take this cup in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. You may drink, church. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. At this time, we're going to prepare ourselves to receive the message, which I will be bringing forth this morning. If you stay here with us, amen, we'll be right back here. We'll have a couple song selections and be prepared to receive the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory and show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Less of me, rejecting the love in your warm embrace, but I realize I need you more and more each day.
I need you, Lord.
Oh, I need you.
I want your glory.
I want your glory.
Less of me,
Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We come at this time to bring you to Jesus. Amen. And what God is saying to the church this morning, again, I want to welcome everyone here right now on Sunday service. As the word go forth on this morning, we welcome the Holy Spirit of the living God to have his way. We thank our Heavenly Father for his presence right now. For the word of God does speak, hallelujah, that says that where there are two or more gathered in his name, touching and agreeing that he is in the midst. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, for being in the midst this morning. Amen. Come on, let's give God some praise right now. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for your word forever established in heaven. Lord God, I ask that you come right now and use me, mighty O God, for your glory. Oh, Lord, I ask that you open up our ears and our understanding so that we can receive from you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you now and for eternity. And I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life fully and completely that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decrease so that you may have all the increase in me right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I decree and declare you to be on the throne of my life in and over all areas of my life. Lord God, you are the author and the finisher of my faith in all, through all, and above all of my life. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. We come against every hindering spirit right now, every unteachable evil spirit, every spirit that's operating in us or on this side, outside the Holy Spirit, it will stop us from receiving what this said the Lord. We come against it right now. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare we have a free passage right now, hallelujah, to receive from our Heavenly Father in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And it's in Jesus' name we pray and we receive as we believe on today. Change is here. Amen. Change has come. When Jesus came, guess what? Change came for the better, for the good of the people of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The message on today is loving like Jesus. Loving like Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are we loving like Christ? Ask yourself that question. Am I loving like Christ? Not just some of the time, not just on Sunday and Sunday service, or just when people are looking. Hallelujah. Are you loving like Christ? Have you made a decision that I'm going to love like Christ? And what does that look like, church? Amen. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah, when we love like Christ, we got to deny our own selfish ways. Amen. Hallelujah. We got to come out of self. Amen. My Lord, my God. And understand, we can't do it by ourselves. Yeah. We can't do it by ourselves, but we have an example in Jesus. Amen. What it looks like to love like Christ. I want us to start, church, with the scripture. I want to open up with the scripture in John chapter 13, verse 34 through 35. Mm-hmm. That's going to be John chapter 13, yeah, verse 34 through 35. Yeah. The Bible says in the New King James Version, verse 34 says, a new commandment, amen, I give to you, that you love one another, amen, as I have loved you, yeah, that you also love one another.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Verse 35 says, by this all will know that you are my disciples, uh-huh, if you have love for one another. Mm-hmm. He didn't say love how you want to love. He didn't say love with conditions. He says, I want you to love like I have loved you,
uh-huh,
with no conditions. I want you to understand, see, Jesus, he has unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
My Lord, my God. I wanted to understand, church, to love others was not a new commandment, but to love others as much as Christ loved others was revolutionary. Now, we are to love others based on Jesus' sacrificial love for us. Such love will not only bring unbelievers to Christ, but it will also keep believers strong and united in a world hostile to God. See, Jesus was a living example of God's love, as we are to be a living example of Jesus' love. My Lord, my God. See, when we look at the scripture this morning, church, and hallelujah, and loving like Jesus, Jesus says that our Christian-like love will show we are his disciples. Hallelujah. The question this morning, church, is does people see petty bickering and jealousy and division in your church? I want you to understand that we are the church. Or do they know you are Jesus' followers by your love for one another?
Yeah.
See, love is more than simply a simple warm and feeling, you all. It's an attitude that reveals itself in action. See, how can we love others as Jesus loves us? Hallelujah. By helping when it's not convenient. Amen. By giving when it hurts. By devoting energy to others' welfare rather than our own. See, by absorbing hurts from others without complaining or fighting back. See, this kind of loving is hard to do. See, I want us to be honest with ourselves this morning. See, this kind of loving is hard to do because our nature wants us to get back at you. Our nature wants to take revenge. Our nature wants to show you. I'ma show you better than I can tell you. Our nature wants us to, hallelujah, to come against that thing, but love and like Christ. If we could be honest, it's hard sometimes. That is why people notice when you do it and know you are empowered by a supernatural source. Hallelujah. Because they'll look at you and say, there ain't no way I could continue on in that. Ain't no way that I would let them get away with that. And when you say, you know what, it's all right. It's all good. I'm going to still love you. I'm going to still ask, are you hungry? I'm going to still ask, do you want something to drink? I'm going to still ask, is there anything I can do for you, my Lord, my God? My Lord, my God. See, loving like Jesus means that accepting others as Jesus has accepted you, has accepted us. Loving like Jesus, hallelujah, love means the value of others like Jesus values us. The question, hallelujah, how much do you think you are worth is the question. Listen to what Jesus says in the book of Luke chapter 12, verse 6 through 7. He says, are not five sparrows sold for two copper coins? And not one of them is forgotten before God. Verse 7 says, but the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore, you are of more value than any, hallelujah, than many sparrows. What makes something valuable, church? See, value depends on who made it. This is why we have a hard time throwing certain things away, you know, clothes, furniture, old cars, whatever it may be. It may have came, wherever it had come from, your mother, your father, or your child. And to you, it's beautiful and it has great value to you.
Yeah.
It may not have that same value to someone else, but to you, it's priceless. There's no amount that anyone can pay you for it because to you, it is valuable.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, the Creator often determines the value of the common things. Amen?
Yeah.
See, who created you?
Yeah.
Who created you? The Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 4 says, for every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving.
Yeah.
See, that includes you. When God created plants, he said that it is good. When God finished creating man and woman, he said, this is very good.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Ephesians 2 and 10 says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
Yeah.
See, when we trusted Christ, he is not interested in a remodeling job. He wants us to see ourselves as a new creation created for good works. See, God made us. Amen. He made us for himself. See, we have value because of who made us. See, God sees value in us, his children. See, Jesus wants us to have value. Hallelujah, and everyone else. Hallelujah. See, 1 Peter 2 and 17 says, honor all people, love the brotherhood, fear God, and honor the king. See, as Christians, we are called to a different standard of love. This is not a call to agree. This is a call to honor one another. Amen. Hallelujah, as God has honored us. See, we value people when we honor them. See, the gospel is best accepted when we value the people who do not believe the gospel. See, the gospel is the best seen, hallelujah, when we make anyone who walks in the doors of the church feel that we value them. See, Jesus died for sinners. Amen. He wants us to value others as he values us. Forgive others like Jesus forgives us. Amen. The book of Isaiah chapter 43:25 says, I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. See, God does not hold grudges against you. God decided how he would deal with people he knew would sin against him. The Bible says in Ephesians 1 and 4, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy without blame before him in love. See, he chose that those who are in Christ will be holy and blameless before him. Through Christ, he forgave our sins. When you trust Jesus, the sins are gone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, Romans 8:1 says, there is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. See, we need to thank God for this. I don't know what deep, dark secrets you may be holding or withholding. See, I don't know what sins you have done, but God does. Amen. And knowing what, hallelujah, and knowing what you would do even before you did it, he made a decision to forgive. He made a decision to forgive you of your sins through Jesus Christ. See, now Jesus says, I want you to do the same with everyone else. I want you to do the same with everyone else. The book of Luke chapter 6, verse 37 says, judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. The Bible says in Matthew 18:13, should you not also have had compassion on your fellow servant, just as I have pity on you?
Yeah.
Do you hold grudges? I'm talking to us, church, amen? I'm talking to us this morning. Do you hold grudges? Can we be honest with ourselves, amen? Hallelujah. Do you hold grudges? Do you withhold forgiveness? Jesus wants you to forgive as you have been forgiven. This is how we love like Christ. Finally, believe in others like Jesus believes in you. See, there are a lot of people who are suffering because no one believes in them. They don't think anyone believes in them, or they don't believe that they are capable of anything good. See, many people feel cursed and even cursed by God or cursed by others. See, hallelujah. The question is, how do you turn this around? How do we as Christians turn this thing around? See, we start by believing what God say, what God said about Jesus and about you. We start believing what God said. What Jesus said, amen? What did God say about Jesus? What did Jesus say about you? Are you perfect? No. God knows that. He knows that we are not perfect. What we do know is that God accepts us through Jesus. He values us as, hallelujah, as seen in Jesus' death and on the cross. He forgives us, and he wants to work in us, through us, and with us. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 through 10 says, do you know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor conveyors, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortionists will inherit the kingdom of God. So if you want to see a list of people who are out of the favor with God, who are headed in the wrong direction, some of who you would never trust or believe in, this passage gives you a start right here. Listen to the next verse in verse 11. It says, and such were some of you. But you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. Notice the word were. Some people headed in the wrong direction. These were people with a new life. These were people that were changed by the Spirit of God, by the way, hallelujah, this was once you and me. We was once these people. Jesus looks at us differently. He looks at us and see, I want us to understand this, church, through the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit in our life. God sees our potential and is working within us for a better future.
Yes.
See, God is for you, church. He loves you.
Yes.
And will show himself to those who love him. And one of the greatest ways you can demonstrate love is to believe in people. I believe, brother, you can do it. I believe, my sister, that you can do it. I believe you're going to change. I believe that addiction is not going to continue to take you over. I believe that, hallelujah, you're right here today, that change is coming up right now, because I believe, and because I believe God is going to turn that thing around for you. I believe, though you did it, that you're coming out in a wealthy place. I believe in you, my friend. I believe that you can, mother. I believe that you can, father. I believe that you can, sister and brother. I believe, Amy, you can do it. Uncle, you can do it. If anybody can do it, you can, because I believe in you. I come standing believing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. The Bible says in Romans 1 and 12, that is that I may be encouraged together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and me. The Bible says in Hebrews 10 and 24, and let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. See, so many people feel that if they want something done right, they need to do it themselves. But the Christian says, if we want it done right, we do it with love.
Mm-hmm.
We encourage those who are on the same road but may not be quite up to speed.
Mm-hmm.
See, if God believes in us, we need to believe in and support one another.
Yeah.
This is what loving like Christ looks like.
Yeah.
This is what it looks like to love like Christ. This is what it looks like to forgive. Amen. When many brought the woman, hallelujah, that was caught in the act of adultery to Jesus, in love, he said, I don't find no fault in you. Go and sin no more. He didn't beat her down and say, you did this, and look how you are, and look what you did, and look how many people you discouraged, look how many you turned away, look what you did. And no, he said, I find no fault in you either. Go and sin no more. As hard as it may be, church, we have been called to love. And if you're not loving, then what are you doing? Hallelujah. 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 If God believes in us, we need to believe in and support one another. Hallelujah. I'm going to close out here this morning. And I pray that you all were able to receive on this morning. Amen. I close with this. The Bible says in Luke chapter 6, verse 37, says Jesus said, forsake the habit of criticizing and judging others, and then you will not be criticized and judged in return. Today, let's work on our love walk. If we're prone to noticing the faults of others, even if we don't vocalize it, we can change that. The Holy Spirit's amazing at seeing the good in people. Even when we mess up, he sees us through the eyes of love and calls for treasure inside. He's more than willing to help us on our journey of compassion and humility. Let us ask him to help us see people the way he does. Amen. Even when they do something unbecoming, let's look for something positive to say about people, no matter how badly they've behaved. When we hear stories of someone acting unloving or unwise, let's find a new way to respond other than criticizing. When someone's gossiping to us, let us imagine what we want someone to say if we were the one being gossiped about. If you understand and know on today what it looks like to love like Christ and what it means to love like Christ, and, you know, asking yourself, am I loving like Jesus? Am I really loving like Jesus? Am I really loving my wife? Am I really loving my husband like Jesus? Am I really loving my, hallelujah, my co-workers, my friends? Am I really loving those in the church? Like, am I really loving like Jesus? Am I really loving like Jesus. I want us to pray this prayer as we close out here, hallelujah, this morning. If you could repeat after me, Lord Jesus, I want to live a life above reproach. I want to be known as someone who always make people feel good about themselves. I want to celebrate everyone I meet and see them the way you do. Help me to keep this in mind today and every day of my life. Give me grace to treat others the way that you do. And I thank you for it, Lord. And by faith, I receive it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I decree from this day forward that I will operate with the love of Jesus Christ. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I just thank God for the word that went forth. I don't feel the need to extend it. I don't feel the need to have to add anything to it. It has done its work. Amen. Hallelujah. It's powerful all by itself. And I just thank God for the word that has went forth this morning. And it brings to me all that I need to remember. Amen. When I think I'm loving like Christ and realize you're not loving like Christ at all. When I get in that place of my own way, amen, hallelujah, I got to get out the way, amen, because I've been called to love like Christ. And I shall. And I just thank God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for the word on today. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name, Lord. We give it all over to you right now. And, Lord, I ask in Jesus' name, if there's one on today that have heard this message on today, oh, God, and they're just wondering, how do I get there? How do I, you know, get to that point where I can truly love like Christ, or I can forgive and let go and let you just have your way, Heavenly Father? Lord, I ask that you touch them right now in a mighty way, oh, God. Open up the channels of their spirit right now and let that be a great pouring in, oh, God. Hallelujah. Overflowing with our love, oh, God, with our power of the Holy Spirit, that they will love like Christ. And we just want to say thank you.
Yeah.
That we won't settle for nothing less. We won't allow ourselves to do anything less than that. Because we belong to you. And your word says that they will know us, amen, because we have loved.
Mm-hmm.
And we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
And by faith we receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to God be the glory.
Yeah.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
At this time, the doors of the church is open.
Yeah.
There be one on today. Hallelujah. If there be one on today, hallelujah. Oh, Mama Rikoro Shata. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If there be one.
Amen. God bless you, Apostle, because it's very warm and powerful message today. God bless you in every single area of your life. May every single virtue that left your body right now, may it be restored right now to you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. There may be one today that have heard this message. If you heard this message today and you realize that, you know what, that's what I want, that's what I need. Here's a place that I'm in that I know that my whole self knows that this is not the will of God. If you have prayed that prayer today, and today you are ready to receive, and I thank you, Apostle, for this message, because love needs to be received. It needs to be received in order for you to be able to give. But you first have to receive it first. If you have never prayed the prayer of salvation before, and today you desire, your desire today is to be born again, is to receive the love of God. Will you press one? Will you press one? We thank God for love. We thank God that he made love to be the very central thing of each and every one of our lives. God is love. Amen. I know that there's temptation. I know that there is fear. But see, love casteth out all fear. Uh-huh. Amen. Will you press one today? Come out of the fear. Come out of the guilt. Come out of the shame. Leave those tempting things, those temptation things alone, and walk right in this, in the love of God. Will you press one today? The most important thing that you can ever do in your living life is being born again and receiving the love of God. Hallelujah. While you still have time, will you press one? Will you come right now? If there is someone that's in need of prayer this morning, will you press one? See, God knows all about it. He knows all about it. But see, once you have received the love of God on the inside, do you know that love leads you right there into God, leads you into his presence, leads you into the acknowledging that he is present in your life and able to do all things. You opening up, talking to God about those things that you're concerned about. See, his word says that he's concerned about every single one of your concerns. Why? Because he loves you. Will you press one this morning? If there is someone who is looking for a church home and you believe that the gospel public ministry is the perfect ministry for you to grow in and to grow with, even possibly if you know that God just, he needs you to be right here in this place, Apostle Tawanika and I and Minister Learn Green, we would love to disciple you. We would love to love you. You know that this is the place for you. There's no time and no distance in spirit. So right there where you are, whatever city that you're in, wherever state that you're in, right there, will you press one? You know, even sometimes we know that we are at the wrong church, but we won't leave because here it is, that fear and that guilt. That stuff, it comes up on you and it try to get you to stay right there. But even if you're in the wrong place, hallelujah, and you believe that this is the place, will you press one today? Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for your presence. Thank you, God, Father God, for your power. We thank you, Father God, for talking to our hearts. We thank you, Father God, for loving us so much that you have given your life for us that we may have life, that have this life in abundance. And this abundance that we're talking about is your love that you have provided for the whole world. Thank you, Father God, that when we go astray, we thank you, Father God, that you don't look at us in a place as being broken and sinners and just no good, but you look at us, Father God, with loving eyes, hallelujah, and knowing that, hallelujah, that you are there for us, and that you just bring us back into that place where you would have us to be, and that's wrapped in your love, hallelujah. We thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Father God, for preaching this good news early this morning through your apostle. Thank you, Father God, for letting us know that you're right here and right now, and that you are straightway God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for every single one that came this morning and had the desire to come to the altar today, Father. You know all about it, Father God, and we thank you for loving them already. Hallelujah. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over every single heart, over every single ear, over every single home, over every single thing that is concerned to you. Hallelujah. And that's everything. Hallelujah. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus. And we say all is well. All is well with us in our house because you are well. Thank you. Hallelujah. Because you are well, we are well. And we say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And it's in your name, Lord Jesus, that we pray. And the whole church do say amen and amen again. Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, amen. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offering. for those that send in tithes and offering. We bless them right now in the name of Jesus. If you have Cash App, you can Cash App Pastor Chantel. Rizal is 832-989-3649. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you right now in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Heavenly Father, we pray as we sow on today in our tithes and offering according to your word in Malachi 3, we claim and ask you to fulfill the seven promises that you have given us as a tithe, O God. Amen. You said that we are to give with a cheerful heart. Amen. And we come giving with a cheerful heart on today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, O God, for your word says that you give seed to the soil, God. We said that one planted, one won, but you, Lord God, the increase. So, Lord, we come giving, O God, hallelujah, freely we give, O God, because you have freely given to us, amen, to be a blessing. And we just want to say thank you. You are the giver of all good things, O God, and your word makes clear that every good and perfect gift comes from you. We ask that you accept these gifts and use them to your glory. We make these gifts bring shelter to the homeless and comfort to the sick, rest to the weary, and hope to the hopeless, amen. Just as you multiply the offering of fish and the loaves, hallelujah, that were freely given to others, O God, we pray that you would multiply these, our offers to you, and accomplish with them more than we could ever ask or imagine. We give freely and not from compulsion, amen. For there's nothing we could give that matches your glory and majesty and the great gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, which guides us daily, amen. And all we have is yours, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would use us in all that we have as you will. And it's in Jesus Christ's mighty name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you, God bless you. At this time, we're going to have our announcement. Today is April the 23rd, 2023. Amen. April 23rd, 2023, we are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas, with senior pastors, Pastor Dorsey Manning and Apostle Tawanika Manning, and a minister on the roster, Minister Lynn Green. Amen. Mondays at 6 a.m., we have intercessory prayer. Join us here on the church line at 845-277-9213. Wednesday nights at 7 p.m., we have our Bible study, so join us. We're looking forward to seeing more people in Bible study. I understand we are online, which is more convenient. You don't have to get in your car and drive and rush there, rush home, and get dressed. You just log on in or call in and be a part of Bible study. Amen. We just thank God. Hallelujah. And then we have our Sunday services, which are 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. We're just so grateful for what God is doing in this season as well. We thank God for everyone that came out on last night to support Good Comedy as we debuted the play, Welcome to the Middle Room, which is a little bit different from the last time. So that's why the name changed to Welcome. Amen. There were changes in the middle room. So we thank God for that. It was a blessing on last night. Thank you all that came out on last night. We have entered into minister training. Amen. We started on this on April the 20th. We started our first day of minister training, which is a 12-month course of training up, amen, before we go out or go back out. We go back in so that we can be refreshed and renewed of all the pastors and apostles and ministers and those that are being trained up, all the minister elects that have come. So we're having a good time in minister training, amen, and looking for God for the more, amen. So I do, and happy birthday, amen. I was about to conclude without saying happy birthday to those that are celebrating the birthday this month of April. Happy birthday. I know we have several family members that are celebrating the birthday this month of April. We want to wish you all a happy birthday, and we pray that God will bless you with many more of a good life, wholeness and newness of life, good health and strength, and the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, amen, all the days of your life. We pray for multiplied blessings and the favor of God. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we bless you and we pray for you on today. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And those that are celebrating the wedding anniversary this month of April, we wish you a happy, blessed anniversary. Amen. Amen. We decree and declare that God has put together, no man shall take under, no one shall come between what God has put together. We pray that God will continue to bless you all with long life, good health and strength, the favor of God upon your marriage, that you and I live in your days apart, but together in unity, in love, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, and as we pray, hallelujah, we thank God for it all. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That does conclude the announcements for today, April the 23rd, 2023, here at the Gospel Public Ministries. Amen. At this time, we're going to release the pastor's blessing. Hallelujah. I'm just so excited. We have a few more minutes here this morning, and I'm just excited just to, you know, just giving God all praise this morning for what God is doing in my life and just thanking God for the turnaround, you know, in my life, in your life as well, and just knowing that God is able. And I just want to encourage you on today, church, that whatever you're dealing with, whatever, whether it's your health, whether it's your relationship, your finances, or your job, I want to encourage you on today that God still has a plan for you, amen, to give you a hope in the future and expect it in. And if you just stand in faith right there in the place of faith, this is where God works miracles in faith, amen, not outside of it, not around about it or almost to it, but in faith is where God works. Amen. The Bible tells us that without faith we cannot please God. So we have to have the faith to believe that God still and God will do it. Amen. So be encouraged on today. Amen. We bless you here at the Gospel Public Ministries, Apostle and myself, Tawani Kamani, I'm going to say Apostle Dorsey Manning, Pastor Dorsey Manning, and Minister Lane Green. We bless you all to prosper. We bless you all to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. Amen. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. Amen. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. Amen. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosper, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we bless you. Hallelujah. And we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor Manning for the benediction. Amen.
Amen. I pray all was able to receive this word here today. Every single anointed heart and every single anointed ear, I pray that you are able to receive the love of God today, whether by thought, word, or deed. Amen. Now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, through whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody in the whole body of Christ do say amen and amen again.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. May God keep you.
Yes, Lord.
Stay in the word of God. Stay in the love of God, church. Anything that you know that takes you out of the love of God, which takes you out of the word of God, make a decision, make a stance, you know what, that's not loving like Christ, amen. And I make a decision right now to stand in the word, to stand in the love of God.
Amen.
God bless you, and may God keep you. If you do have a few moments, later on this afternoon, do join us for 2 p.m. service. We'll be right here, Central Standard Time, 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, whatever time it is and in your time zone. Remember, God loves you. God loves you more than you ever can imagine, no matter whatever it is that you ever are involved in. God loves you. God loves you. Apostle Tawanika and I, we love you. We can never love you more than God loves you. Amen. Remember, Satan is already defeated, and Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want
to
hear him say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold Street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
Get there.